us. Ooh. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. My God, today, this is Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. I think I'm going to start at 16. I wish I could read it all to you. Let's start. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Thank God for the word of reconciliation. My God, thank God. Now it says we are ambassadors for Christ. That's what it says in verse 20. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are here to reconcile the world back to the Lord. We are here to tell people that Christ died for them. We are here for that reason. Paul is saying, look, y'all, yes, we are of the flesh, but we don't know Christ through the flesh. We know Christ through the Spirit. We know Christ through the Holy Spirit, and that God reconciled us back to him through Jesus Christ. And guess what? We all now have the ministry of reconciliation. What does it mean to be reconciled? To be reconciled means to be put right back together. When couples and friends have fallouts, sometimes it takes a mediator, right, to bring people to their senses. And we are ambassadors. We go to the other country. Like Nikki Haley was the ambassador when President Trump was in office. She was the representative for the United States. We are the representatives for Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility now to reconcile those who Jesus is seeking to be saved, seeking for to save, to let them know Jesus loves them, to let them know that Jesus died on the cross for them, and to let them know that he ain't mad at them. He's not mad. All his anger was put on the back of Jesus Christ, and we are now reconciled back to him. We're back in good standings with the Lord. He loved us. He whipped us up a couple of times back there in the Old Testament. He sure did. But he sent Jesus Christ so that we could be reconciled back to him. And you are now an ambassador for Christ. My God, here is the strip today. Let's go to work. Be the ambassador for Christ and lead someone back to the Lord. That's a good word. You, let's get to work and be ambassadors for Christ. This has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. Y'all go make it a wonderful day, and I will see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.